Proclamation number 7847, dated the March 10th, 1961. Only love will achieve the return. I want to guide you into beatitude. Consequently, I will also do everything that will put you into the state of maturity when you yourselves have the will to become blessed. Love, however, guarantees this state of maturity. Love guarantees happiness, because love signifies unification with me, and then I can also give you the bliss caused by my emanation of love. Thus time and again I encourage you through my word to do kind deeds. I arrange your earthly fate such that you will have many opportunities to serve with love. I try to ignite the spark of love in you, which spreads and seizes everything with its glow. You can only become blessed through love, because it was your original state, since you once came forth from my love and therefore love yourselves in your fundamental substance. And you are happy in your original state, since you are closely connected to me and thus constantly received my emanation of love, which could only be bliss. The fact that you changed your nature into the opposite of yourselves, that you rejected my emanation of love, that you turned towards the one who is devoid of all love, has made you wretched too. But you are my living creations, and my infinite love will not allow you to be eternally wretched, for love wants to bestow happiness, love wants to know happiness and make happy, and my love will never end. Thus, as long as you are wretched because your nature is still imperfect, since it is not changed back into love, I will pursue you with my love and thus never leave you to yourselves, and consequently you cannot be lost forever. But you can prolong the time of your wretchedness yourselves. You can let an infinitely long time pass by without endeavoring to change your nature, and you provide the evidence of this in your earthly life, or you would make use of this short earthly life in order to regain your state of blissfulness. And therefore I often have to intervene harshly. I have to bring the immense earthly hardship home to you, which could prompt you into lovingly assisting your fellow human beings, and I have to let you experience such hardship yourselves, so that you feel for yourselves how soothingly another person's kind deed can affect you, and thereby you will become motivated yourselves to reciprocate such actions of love. For only love can achieve a change of your nature. Only love will put you into the original state again, where you are happy. Yet my love takes all your weakness and faults into account. My love knows your imperfection, your weakness of will and former resistance, and yet reveals itself to you anyway. It will help you time and again during earthly and spiritual hardship in order to gain your love too. For then you will be saved for all eternity. And if you always just open your eyes and look around yourselves during your earthly life, you will be able to recognize my infinite love, which is intended for you, my living creations. For everything around you is only created for you. Creation emerged for the sake of your return. You experience your existence as a human being for the sake of your return. And for the sake of your return I reveal myself every day through happenings and experiences of all kinds. For I don't want to leave you in wretchedness. I want you to recognize me in earthly life as your God and Creator, as your Father who loves you and to whom you shall belong again as in the beginning. And truly, one day you will be blessed again. One day you will push towards me full of love. One day you will return to me as children into your Father's house. And I will always help so that you won't delay this return due to your own fault. But I will always leave you your free will, which is part of supreme blissfulness, since it is the evidence of your divinity. And therefore you have to become active yourselves. You have to live in accordance with my commandments of love. You have to improve yourselves and shape your nature into love. You have to fight against selfish love and engross yourselves in unselfish neighborly love. yet without love you cannot become blessed. Amen.